Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast, and I'm very glad to be talking to you again. I hope you're all keeping well and that your families are well in these difficult times and difficult circumstances. Here I am trying to help you to understand and improve your level of English so that you can use it more in a business or in a personal context. So what do I have for you? Well, the first podcast is going to be expressions to do with the word get. Okay, so I'll give you a number of expressions and I'll give you an example of what they mean. Okay, so let's get started. See, let's get started. So let's begin. Let's get started. First one, to get the point. So to get the point means to understand something. I get the point, meaning I understand what you mean. So somebody explains something to you, so you say, oh yeah, I get the point. I know what you mean. Second, to get some details straight. So when somebody says to you, well, okay, before we begin, we need to get some details straight. It means we need to agree something. We need to understand exactly where you're coming from, where I'm coming from, so there won't be any misunderstanding. So let's get some details straight. Let's get some things or some points ironed out and agreed between both of us, and then we can move forward. Get some details straight. Third one, to get out of something. Well, we've all had an invitation somewhere to a party or some event, and we've said yes because we didn't want to sound rude, but when we think about it, we would try some way to avoid going. So we say, oh, I'd like to get out of that. Is there any way that I can get out of going? Yeah. And your partner says, well, I'm afraid not. We said that we would go. So it's very difficult for us now to get out of going, meaning not to turn up. It would look rude and they might be embarrassed. Okay. So how do we get out of something? Meaning how do we avoid doing something that we said we would do or going somewhere that we said we would go to? Okay, so how do we get out of something? Next, I'll get back to you. This is quite a common one. To get back to you means I'll call you, email you, contact you, WhatsApp you. There's so many ways in which we can do it now. So somebody asks you a question. Did you read that document I sent you? No, but I'll get back to you. What are you going to do about the money you owe me? Not quite sure, but give me a few days and I'll get back to you. So means I'll return your call, or I'll think about it and we'll have another conversation, or I'll reply to your email, or I'll look at what you've sent me, whatever it might be. Good way to just to defer something or to put somebody on hold a little bit is, okay, leave it with me, I'll get back to you. Okay. Next, to get back to normal. Well, we would all like to get back to normal, wouldn't we, at the moment? If we knew what normal was going to be, we might understand it a little bit better. But to get back to normal means to return to the way things used to be. So I've been ill for a while, but I've been cured and I'm glad to get back to normal. Or we've been very busy at work. We were working late every night for many months. Now that's all over, I'm glad to say we can get back to normal. Eh? Get back to normality. Get back to the way things used to be. Oh, for that. I hope we can all do that in the future. Get back to normal. Get out of it. Yeah. So what did you get out of it means what did you understand? Did you learn something new? So you go to a presentation, or you go to a debate, or you go to some lecture, something like that, and your friend turns to you and said, well, did you enjoy it? Yeah, yeah. Well, what did you get out of it? Meaning, what did you learn? What was new? What did you benefit from? Okay, so to get out of something means to get some more information also to learn something that perhaps you didn't know before. So what did you get out of it? Meaning, what did you learn? What did you understand? When the next one, when we want to get into something, means we want to take up a new hobby, perhaps, yeah? Or we want to get into carpentry, yeah? Or we want to get into learning a new language, yeah? Or we want to get into French, immerse ourselves in the language to understand it and to speak it better. So he's decided to get into learning Japanese. He's not so sure, but it's difficult, but he would really like to do it. So to get into something, get into a new sport, get into a new activity. Next one, to get a grip. And when we get a grip on something, we mean to understand it, to take hold of something, or to get a grip of ourselves means to stop worrying so much, okay? So when somebody says, oh, I'm not so sure what we're going to do, things are terrible, oh, what about the children, what about work, I'm not so sure about this. So if somebody's really, really worried, somebody will say to them, look, just get a grip, meaning pull yourself together, things are not that bad, you've got to show some leadership, you've got to be strong, you're the leader of the family, do something, okay? So just get a grip and get on with it, okay? So to get a grip is really pull yourself together. Next, to get a few basic things straight. Okay, when we want to get a few basic things straight, we want to set out the rules to somebody, perhaps before we start working together, before they move into our home, before we employ them, whatever it might be, we say to them, look, before we start, let's get a few basic things straight. If we get the basic things straight, meaning understood between us, then we won't have anything to argue about later on. We can just argue about the big things. So let's get a few basic things straight. What day are you starting? How much am I going to pay you? What time of the day do you start? What time do you finish? Who do you take your instructions for? Let's get a few basic things straight. And everything is going to work out okay. Next, what was he getting at? So you get an email from somebody or a document and you look at it and you read it and you're not quite sure and you contact your colleague and say, well, look, I got this memo. Some of it I understand, but I don't really see what he was getting at, meaning why did he send it? What was the point of the memo? What do we have to do at the end? Is there something that we all have to look at and follow or change? So what was he getting at? Okay. And then finally, one last one, to get on his or her nerves. So this is something that we all know very well. When somebody gets on your nerves, they annoy you. They get under your skin. They irritate you. So when somebody or something gets on your nerves, you let people know about it. Oh, I don't like that music. It really gets on my nerves. Yeah. Oh, I don't like the way he talks. It really gets on my nerves. Okay, so lots of expressions there to do with get. So follow those and see, can you use some of them? And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. As I've always said, I'm very happy to hear from you. Very happy to include something that you want to include in future podcasts. Okay, well, as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.